BBC News with Sue Montgomery. German media are reporting that the Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, has decided to send 14 modern battle tanks to Ukraine. The BBC defence correspondent says Ukraine is still some way off obtaining the 300 modern battle tanks it says it needs. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, said Western allies will have to do better.
It's not about 5, 10 or 15 tanks. The need is greater. We are doing what is necessary every day to fill the deficit, and I thank everyone who supports us in this. However, discussions must end with decisions. Decisions on real strengthening of our defence against terrorists.
Britain has already said it will send Challenger 2 tanks, and US media reports suggest Washington is poised to announce it's sending M1 Abrams tanks. In the latest discovery of secret papers in the US, classified documents have been found at the home of the former US Vice President, Mike Pence. The documents, discovered by his lawyers last week, have been handed over to the FBI. The Republican Senator, Lindsey Graham, came to Mr. Pence's defense.
The Vice President, I know very well. I'm sure he'll stand up and be the first to say, if I had classified information in my house, to explain why. I think he's one of the most decent people I've ever met. And so what became a political problem, for Republicans is now a national security problem for the country.
Special counsels are already looking at the handling of such documents by President Biden and his predecessor Donald Trump after they were discovered at their homes. The United States says it's suing Google, accusing the tech giant platform of harming competition with its dominance of the online advertising market. The lawsuit was launched by the Justice Department and 8 US states. It builds upon a separate ongoing case introduced by the Trump administration that targets the alleged overwhelming power of the Google search engine. The president of Peru has called for a national truce as thousands of protesters remain on the streets calling for her to step down. Here's Lipica Pelham.
Many Peruvians remain angry since the former president Pedro Castillo was arrested and impeached in December for alleged corruption. Protests broke out immediately after he was replaced by Ms. Boluarte, as many indigenous inhabitants in poor southern regions felt Mr. Castillo, who has indigenous roots himself, better represented their interests. But Ms. Boluarte said weeks of demonstrations had cost the country more than $1 billion in damage. She apologized for those killed in clashes with security forces, around 50 people, but ruled out resigning.
BBC News. Jacinda Ardern has officially stepped down as Prime Minister of New Zealand. Her successor, Chris Hipkins, was sworn in by the country's Governor-General at a ceremony in the capital, Wellington. Carmel Sepuloni was also sworn in as the new Deputy Prime Minister, the first Indigenous Pacific Islander to hold the role. Mr. Hipkins said he was honoured to take up his new role.
This is the biggest privilege and responsibility of my life. I'm energised and excited by the challenges that lie ahead. The Deputy Prime Minister and I both take today's appointments very seriously. As Prime Minister, I acknowledge the important nature of my role in advising the Sovereign and the Governor-General. I express my personal thanks to you and look forward to working with you.
Rwanda says it's taken what it calls defensive measures against a fighter aircraft from the Democratic Republic of Congo after the jet violated its airspace. A government statement said that was the third time such an incursion had taken place. A BBC correspondent says the incident marks a sharp escalation of tensions between the two neighbouring countries. A lawyer representing a man accused of killing 23 people at a store in the US says he will plead guilty to federal hate crimes charges. Patrick Cruzius is accused of carrying out a massacre at a car park outside a Walmart store in El Paso, Texas in 2019. Hundreds of students at a top Indian university have watched a BBC documentary on Prime Minister Narendra Modi, despite the university warning them not to screen it inside the campus. Jawaharlal Nehru University authorities earlier said the film might disturb the peace and harmony of the campus. The documentary questions Mr. Modi's leadership during deadly riots in Gujarat when he was the chief minister in 2002, but the government has dismissed it as propaganda. BBC News.